Hey, we're back on with Gus from Gus's Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund. Let's jump back into our Lake Gogebic ice fishing report. And again, first of all, thanks for carving more time out for us today.
Well, absolutely. No problem at all.
So you passed along some great information about the walleye fishing. I think the way you put it was they're not jumping in your bucket, but you can work for them and have some success. And I was really surprised at how shallow some people are still catching walleye across the basin there on Lake Gogebic.
Yeah, you wonder if they're not feeding on crayfish while they're in the shallow locks like that. You know, it's kind of intriguing that they're in shallow yet right now.
Typically, yeah, you're going much deeper this time of year, but it's a weird year.
Sure. Yes.
All right, let's jump into the perch report. I'm assuming that you got to get deep for the perch right now, and the one report that I did get on the perch was mud flats.
Right. Deep mud flats always puts out the bigger ones, but there's aggressive perch in the bay, and I would suggest, if a family wanted to fish out here, hit the bay first, because at least the kids can have some action on some pike, and, you know, eaten-sized perch, 7 to 10 inches long, those are good fish to eat, too.
So I guess what I'm gathering then is if you want to go after those big teeter pigs that Lake Gogebic is famous for, you want to definitely go deep, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Lake Gogebic is actually like two lakes in one. Berglund Bay, the fish tend to be a little more aggressive. You can jig them conventionally in Berglund Bay. And then the big main lake basin on Porcupine Point all the way to the south end is a big, deep mud flat, and you want to fish them with dead sticks and real light presentation.
So dead sticking, I mean, are you talking minnows then?
Nope, wigglers on a dead stick. Huh. Tail hook your wiggler. I like to sometimes shank a waxworm and hide the hook, and then I'll put a wiggler on there and just let it pump the spring bobber. We use these teeter pig spring bobbers. They work really good out here.
Man, I'm sure people could stop in and talk to you about that. All right, let's get to this blue perch. First of all, this is something that you only see once, maybe twice a year, or do you see it every year? Do you at least see one?
Well, actually, it's been pretty popular. I've been mounting about 6 to 10 a year.
Wow.
There's a guy out there that guides, and he caught two already with his clients. So they're really a cool fish. This one is really a pretty blue iridescent. It was about a pound and a quarter. I think it was 13-inch male. Really pretty fish.
So they do get as big as the yellows?
Well, yeah. I mounted a 2-pound two one year about 12 years ago. It was a tank. It was huge.
So is this just an anomaly? Is it a subspecies, a hybrid? What do you know about it?
Boy, that's a good question. It's like an albino deer, Adam. I call them albinos because I haven't really seen too many around any other lakes but Lake Gogebic.
It's the only place I hear about them.
Yeah, in the UP. They're beautiful fish.
Well, thank you so much for the details on that, and I appreciate you carving time out as usual. We're looking forward to getting back with you as we get even better perch fishing in the months to come, because this is typically the slowest time of winter for perch, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but we got 6 weeks till the Hogathon, so we're revving up our engines for that. So it's a little slow, but you got to work for them, Adam. You know, it's midwinter now, so it's going to pick up as we start getting warmer again.
All right, we'll get the details on the Hogathon from you as we get closer, and thanks again for your time.
Okay, anytime.
Gus from Gus's Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund talking Lake Gogebic ice fishing here on The Outdoor Show.